Hello, everyone, and welcome, yes, welcome to Debatatorium 2007, the long-awaited sequel to the show Debatatorium 2006. We enjoyed that show so much, we came back to do another one for the new year, which is what this is. So, here on Debatatorium 2006, we debate hot-button issues. It's very hot-buttony and very good. We have two debaters here, both of whom have very strong feelings about the topic, and we'd like to introduce them. Debater number one.
My name's Baron Samuel. I'd like to thank you for allowing me on the show, Mr. Allen.
Mr. Samuel, it's nice to meet you.
President Samuel.
Oh, sorry, President Samuel. And please, tell us a tiny bit about yourself.
Well, I am the president, as I mentioned. My name is President Samuel of the AODO, the Anti-Offense Defense League. We will decide what we need to defend against, what offense it is, and implement the correct defense. My background is extensive. My abilities are intensive, and my knowledge is unlimited.
The AODL?
Yes.
How do you pronounce that?
AODL.
Okay.
How would you think, you moron?
Sorry.
AODL.
God.
They teach you nothing in school.
They didn't teach me about you, that's for sure. All right.
Well that's their fault. That's, you know, one of the things we're defending against is our nation's schools.
All right, hold on now. We gotta get to the other debater, and then we gotta get to the topic.
All right, move ahead.
All right, debater number two, please. Tell us who you are.
Speaking of people you may have met in school, I am renowned inventor, wizard, and time traveler, Thomas Alva Edison.
Welcome, Mr. Edison. I believe you've invented a lot of stuff.
Yes.
I appreciate that because I use stuff.
Anytime.
Some of which we approve.
You don't approve of, let's not get to that yet. What we are debating here tonight is the issue of immigration and what should be done about it. Now, Mr. AODL here.
Mr. Samuel. My name is Mr. Samuel. I represent
President.
The AODL, unless you remember incorrectly. I don't know if you're recording this, but I said it about 3 minutes ago. So unless your memory is as faulty as some of Mr. Edison's inventions, I don't think you should have too much trouble for the rest of the program.
This president, he is in favor of illegal immigration. And,
absolutely.
Mr. Edison is against it.
Categorically against it.
Now, as the attacker, I like to let the attacker go first.
Well, let me put on my attacking helmet for a moment. Excellent. Now, as you may or may not know, by this year, 2007, I, Thomas Alva Edison, inventor, wizard, and time traveler, am dead. So, I was forced to come up here from the past in order to participate in this program. Now, let me tell you, it was a very difficult process. There were numerous forms I needed to fill out. First, I needed to invent a time machine, which itself requires 3 forms. Then, I had to reapply for citizenship in the future, as you call it, which was a long bureaucratic process. And now, of course, I had to be able to work as a commentator and debatiatron, so, again.
I'm sorry, are you arguing that because you had a hard time, everybody should have a hard time?
Precisely.
Now,
I invented equality.
Really?
Yes, and I believe in enforcing it whenever possible.
And we see how well that works in the modern world, don't we?
Delightfully.
Please, Mr. President Samuels, go ahead.
Thank you. Let me tell you something about illegal immigration.
All right.
In order to have illegal immigration, you have to have a concept of illegal. In order to have a concept of illegal, you have to have laws. Now, what are laws done for us except restrict our rights as free-born, constitution-born, Bill of Rights-born Americans? Now, let me tell you something. Bill of Rights, right in there, it says the right to do something or other and the right to do something else. And if you make a law that tells you I have no right to do that, I have no right to immigrate somewhere or another, then I'll tell you about that law. It's not an American right. It's not a Bill of Rights. It's not a nothing. It's an offense to our defense of our rights as the United States of America citizenry.
No, I think you're right in that when you make a law, it's not your right. It's a law.
That's right. Now, this is because it's a law. You see, this country's got a law. That country's got a law. You look all over the world. It seems to be the fad with the countries to have a legal system, have a Senate. Doesn't mean you gotta do it. Look over in Nairobi, Kenya. Maybe they've got a law that says, to be a Kenyan citizen, you have to stand on your head. Are we going to do it here in the United States of America?
Okay, because some idiot
Kenyan wants to stand on his head?
Hold on. Now, you're saying you don't want there to be laws at all.
Laws? Look, a law is instituted by a group of people who want to restrict my rights to defend against them. That is their goal in life.
Well,
they see me defending and they offend against defense.
But what if Mr. Edison here invented a death machine and used it on you? Wouldn't you want a law to protect you?
Yes, from that.
How could I want a death machine eradicated by law if I was already dead? Now look at him. Look at him. I gotta defend against something that's gonna come in the future. A death machine, if I'm dead, I'm not gonna legislate nothing. I'll tell you that. What is Strom Thurmond doing now? Is he legislating? No. Somebody killed him. And you wanna know why?
Somebody killed him?
Yeah.
Death.
Who?
I don't know, but he ain't alive anymore. If he was alive to defend himself against outside attack, then nothing would be happening now to prevent him from defending the laws of this country from laws.
President Samuel, let me pause you right there. We do have a caller who is an expert and wants to talk about this.
Expert's nothing.
Yes, it is I, the consummate expert. God of science and inventor of the death ray, Nikola Tesla, speaking to you through the speechatron in undiluted American. First, I would like to say, Edison, you idiotic, shameless fraud. How dare you steal my inventions and come to the future with them?
What was that? I was too busy stealing your inventions and coming to the future with them, Tesla.
Yes, you have it there. Attorneys, attack.
I invented theft and attorneys.
Well, yes, because no one wanted those things.
Okay.
Now I'm forced to use your mediocre inventions. You horrible, horrible, horrible man.
Now, hold on. Take credit for inventing Black Plague or something. It's not exactly something you want attached to your name.
Now, hold on, Mr. What is it? Tesla?
Doctor.
Dr. Tesla.
Professor.
Look, I don't...
Science God Tesla.
I don't know who you are or what
you do not know who I, the inventor of alternating current,
I don't know why you think that you should be allowed to come in here and insult a great man like Thomas Edison, but...
It's true.
What do you have to say about the issue of illegal immigration?
I powered Niagara with my mind.
Well, what does that have to do with immigration? Or what about illegal immigration?
Well, what I have to say about illegal immigration is this.
Nothing?
Yes, nothing. I came here to insult a fraud, and I've done that. Now to my science castle. Away!
Okay. Well, we've had an...
I haven't left yet, jerk.
You're still here. All right. Does anybody know if he's...
I could invent a field that would stop illegal immigration.
It would suck.
All right.
It would run off of alternating current.
And suck.
It would be perfect.
All right, gentlemen.
Hell, everybody knows a field cannot run.
It would pass harmlessly through my body.
Okay. Now, I don't know who this guy was. I'm sorry for the interruption there,
Nikola
folks.
Nikola Tesla.
If you say so. But we do want to get back to the main topic of...
It's true.
...illegal immigration. Please, Mr. Edison.
Well, I certainly don't need my rebuttaloscope to understand that President Samuel's argument is filled with holes. Enormous.
How can a hole fill anything? You're supposed to be a scientist, you idiot.
Is that even a word, idiot?
Scientist is a word. You look it up.
No, scientist is a word. Idiot, I was curious about. Can you spell that for me?
Can I spell it? Now, another thing I'm against is spelling. You want to get me started on that? I could go for hours.
I don't.
All right.
Thank you. Now, I suppose, then, if you're going to object to, say, illegal immigration because all laws are stupid, then, well, I suppose that you have an argument. It's simply not effectual in any way. After all, as the man who invented attorneys, I can tell you, laws employ thousands of people every day.
Now, that's true. That's a good point. Without law, we'd have a lot of people out of work.
It also keeps people off the street, including illegal immigrants. Do you like how I came full circle on that one?
Listen to me. Egypt.
Okay, so E-E-J-I-T. Very effective. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you,
now,
Spellatron.
If you are going to criticize and evaluate my law
based
on whether it's infectual as opposed to whether or not it is true, then we have no debate. The fact is, they have no rights to make laws about us. And if I want to work, I've got the right to get a job, whether somebody wants to hire me or not.
Now, hold on. I believe that the Constitution does grant the Congress the right to make laws. I mean, I think it's right in there that Congress is allowed to make laws. It's right there.
You only know that if you read it.
Yeah.
I don't think that we ought to base all our rights off the Constitution. We're Bill of Rights born Americans. I don't believe that just because somebody 200 years ago says you do not have the right to do that or you do have the right to do this, that's the right to bridge myself of any sort of libertational kind of things in my country.
Oh. Darn it, of all the days for my cone of silence to break.
We do have another expert, I believe.
Hello, Edison.
Who
is
this?
You again?
This is the real Nikola Tesla.
Damn it.
Dr. Nikola Tesla, of course.
Damn it, you defeated my Teslatron. How could it be possible?
Oh, it's...
Hold on. What, are you saying the other Tesla was fake?
Of course.
Why?
Because he was an effectual debater. Because he made good points. Because he didn't suck as much as you do, Tesla.
He didn't make a single point at all.
Well, then I think that you'll certainly be downhill from there, won't you?
Okay. What?
Touché.
So, who is this Tesla? All right, you're another Tesla.
Can we
Tesla.
Get back to debating and stop making points?
He yes. hijacked my career.
Okay, what is your idea about
I, too, was a very brilliant time traveler and inventor until he pulled the electric chair screw job on me.
Man, that was great.
I don't know what that means.
I've been waiting for this day, Edison.
Well, how about this? We'll have some sort of wizard's duel after the debate. In the meantime, what are your positions on illegal immigration? We've never actually talked about that at all.
Huh, funny you should ask. I'm quite against the whole idea of ever, ever writing any laws on the subject. Because... Not only did I have to go through the process once to get into this godforsaken country, but I had to go through it a second time when I came into the future.
Hold on, you're an illegal immigrant?
Of course.
Wow. Now that's not right.
Yeah, see? This is what I'm talking about. When you have illegal immigration, what do you get? Robot duplicates coming onto the air screwing up your show, Frank Allen.
I am not a robot duplicate.
How can I tell? There was another one who apparently
He's a robot duplicate.
There's only one solution. We need to destroy them both.
Well...
No, why don't we destroy Edison for once? Why don't we do something bad to Edison? Because Edison gets all the love, all the admiration.
There's only one of me.
Yeah, as far as I know, there's only one of them, and he actually was booked.
Two Teslas could do quite a bit for the world. Well, maybe the first one wouldn't do too much, but I would do enough for two Teslas.
Well, you could just take all the work and alternate between the two of you.
Yes, that's like my current.
Alternating?
Exactly.
Okay. Huh.
So you're with President Samuel, Mr. Tesla.
Yes, of course.
Isn't that like a rock group?
I wouldn't know.
Which? Tesla.
Hmm. Yeah, they're crappy, just like the old one. Like how I got into jabs there, Tesla?
Well, I'm sure if there were a rock group called Edison...
It would be amazing, yes.
It
I
would
know.
Suck! Suck. Suck it.
All right. Well, no, but back to President Samuel.
Suck.
What do you think?
What do I think? First of all, I came here to debate, not to think. If I were going to sit around and think, I'd go to a library or something like that where people think.
One of my patented thinkatoria?
To prove to you one thing, which is I'm right about the fact that if you make a law telling me I'm not allowed to immigrate somewhere else, that is constitutionally, bill of rightsly, against my freedom of to be restrictful of unrestricted laws.
You now, want to restrict law.
Absolutely right.
So you want everything to be okay.
Everything except what we're opposed to, what we're defending against.
So you want to make laws against those things?
Absolutely.
Like making laws.
We defend it, that's right.
You want to make laws against making laws.
Right, if we get people out there making laws, we need to illegal that.
So then it makes the law that you make illegal.
Absolutely, yes, right.
And then you can do whatever you want.
We've got to make an illegal law, we've got to be making laws illegal.
So then anybody can do whatever they want, including making laws.
Absolutely, that's right. If you look at regulations, that sort of thing in the Congress say we pay ourselves more money. That's to feed back into itself. So you make laws illegal, it's feeding back into itself. You can't make any more laws because there's law against it. So if you believe in law, you can't have them. But if you don't, right. We make a law against something else. If you get what I'm saying?
I think I do. Let me try to summarize, and then we've got a caller, an expert. You're saying you're against laws, so laws should become illegal. Therefore, the laws you make will be illegal. Therefore, laws will then be legal. Therefore, everything goes back to right the way it is now.
I'm telling you, man, if we make laws illegal, just like you're talking about, they're not going to make any illegal immigrants coming into our country, because I've got the right to work no matter whether I'm an illegal or I'm legal, whether there's laws or not. I need money.
All right, now here we do have an expert on this.
Yes, hello. I am Dr. Wes Glenn. I am doctor of Russian doll studies at Berkeley University.
Oh, hello. What did you want to say about this?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Mr. Edison. Without the kind of sorcery and science that you use, Russian dolls cannot physically fit inside other Russian dolls.
I want to talk to
it's
this
true.
Call screener.
I do love Russian dolls.
Why do you want to talk to the call screener?
Because it's all these science people calling into the show.
Because we want scientists on our show. It's a smart show.
I'm a smart man, and I'm not a scientist.
Well, let's hear what he has to say.
That proves to you right there. You talk about scientific method.
Whoa.
I'm smart. I'm not a scientist. Scientists are not smart.
But you just did science.
No comment.
You're pouring out enormous amounts of countersense. Anyway, doctor, please.
Please.
Continue.
Russian dolls.
Yes, and I just wanted to say that for years, I've studied the sorcery and the science behind fitting a Russian doll inside a slightly larger Russian doll. And actually, that technology was stolen from my lab to hide Mexicans inside other slightly larger Mexicans.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Cannot fit something smaller than itself inside itself.
Well, no, you can't. I mean, that's what Russian dolls do. And if you had Mexican people hiding one inside of the next, you could get them all in on only one visa.
Why not just let him in through the door?
Hold on. Are you in favor of this, Mr. Doctor?
Well, I'm more upset that Russian dolls are being used for this kind of illegal activity.
Well, they're Russian, so how do we even know they got into the country legally?
They were running very fast, of course, if they're Russian.
They should slow down!
The Russians were very tricky about it. They had one legal Russian that made it into the country, and inside was at least 100,000 other Russians.
Gee whiz.
Each one slightly smaller than the last.
Yes.
Insidious!
And now, many Russians that you can't even see, they're so small.
Now, hold on. Now, are you in favor of this or not? What do you think? Is it good or not?
Well, I think it's a bad thing, because there's no way that we can stop, you know, what if you have a Mexican inside a Mexican and say that, you know, some sort of terrorist organization learns how to put a bomb inside a Mexican, inside a Mexican, inside a Mexican.
Wow. So then you agree absolutely with Mr. Edison, and you think President Samuel is wrong.
Oh, certainly.
This is, again, I want to talk to the screener. You keep letting people on the air don't think I'm right.
Well, I mean, Outle is not the end-all be-all of everything.
The end-all be-all of everything is if we start opposing to our citizens.
Well, the whole point of the show is to oppose each other.
I can't oppose myself.
No, he's
opposing
you.
I can't oppose you. In moderation.
If you were to agree with him, the show would be over.
Right. I'm agreeing with you now. Is the show over?
No, I'm not the one to... Okay, look. Back to the illegal immigration. What is so good about having people in the country illegally?
Look, I'll tell you what's so good. What is this country founded on? People? Who founded it? People? Who are all Americans in this country? People. The more people we have, the more Americans we have, the more America there is. Up with America.
All right, I think we have to head into the final arguments.
It's true.
Mr. Edison.
Yes?
Dr. Edison?
Mr.
Mr. Doctor. Mr.
I was too busy inventing amazing things and casting ridiculous spells to get a degree, per se.
Okay, let me ask you this question to lead into your final arguments.
Okay.
What kind of effect would allowing these illegal immigrants into our country have on our economy in the future?
Well, frankly, Frank Allen.
Yes.
And it's an awful joke, by the way.
Oh, it was amazing. I invented it.
Yes.
I'm not going to waste your time with stories of a harrowing, terrible future where illegal immigration has become all the rage. Instead, I'm going to go with something that you, as a citizen fixed in a single direction and speed through the time stream, can understand.
Okay.
Let's consider the first great wave of illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Or, as they're sometimes called, pilgrims.
Okay.
These people come to our country spreading disease and violence and a radical, incredibly repressive theocracy.
Huh.
Dozens die, hundreds of others die, and they only bring more of them.
Wow.
Ultimately, the result is Massachusetts.
Huh.
Darkest and most terrible of all consequences in American history.
So, you're saying...
Had these people been held to a higher standard, had they been... screened initially for diseases, had they been acclimated to our society, then instead of the ethnic violence and horrific casualties that followed their arrival here in America, we would be looking at today a golden age of prosperity. Whereas this age, as I think you'll agree, is at best bronze.
Wouldn't we be in Europe still?
Oh no, don't be ridiculous. We would still be here. We would just have all of us legally emigrated.
Oh, I see. So we should have all observed the Native Americans' proper rules to
join
the tribes.
Oh, they're strict immigration policies.
Okay.
Because they're Native Americans doesn't mean they have any more right to make rules about me than un-Native Americans.
Please, now your closing arguments, Mr. President. Samuel.
Thank you. Now all I'm asking you to do in my closing arguments is side with reasonality. All I'm telling you is this. We're being attacked by people that think they've got a right to tell us what to do because they call themselves legislators. Well, we are the people of this country and this world. And if we don't say we're gonna defend ourselves against laws and defend the American way, which is liberty, then we'll be overrun with people that they say are breaking laws they've got no right to say exist.
Reasonality?
No, absolutely.
What would you say if someone said that here in America, while there are laws, you are free to break those laws and free to go to jail?
if you're free to go to jail, set up a jail, put up a sign that says, free to go here, it's the jail, or something phrased like that. I don't know.
Well, there is. That's in the laws. You could just be like, I want to go to jail. Let me break a law.
That's an what do you call it? It's not a systematic or, it's not the kind of thing that's convenient. If I want to just go to jail, I shouldn't have to fill in forms and break laws.
You don't have to
fill in
forms.
I should be able to walk in the door and go in there.
Well, I think that doing that is illegal and therefore it would break the law.
This shouldn't be there in the first place. They should be jails if you want to go there, and no laws that's going to stop you.
All right. Well, let me ruminate for just a fraction of a second. And I do want to say that while the idea of a walk-in jail is interesting, Mr. Edison invented a lot of things. Therefore, I think he's probably right.
Including my inevitable victory.
He's not right.
He is, actually. He's right. You may want to
change.
If
it makes you feel better, I'll invent some kind of a hat that will make you make sense.
You're going to want to change your AODL.
Hats do not make sense. It covers up your head where your brain is.
Perhaps some shoes?
Perhaps you might be back, President Samuel, but for now, Thomas Edison did win this debate, and that means he will be back in the next round of debating to compete to become, in addition to a wizard and an inventor,
and a time traveler,
debateator of the year. Coincidentally, our last debateator was a time traveler as well, but that's a coincidence, so we'll not know for sure whether that helps him or not.
There is no such thing as coincidence.
But there is such thing as time travel. We will see you next time on Debatatorium 2007. Thanks for listening. I'm Frank Allen. Good night.